If you have a restaurant and you are most likely taking orders from DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and all of these third-party delivery apps, you gotta listen to this. The other day, I got a call that honestly fired me up. And it wasn't even about me. It was actually about one of my clients. It's something that I wanna talk about because I realized this isn't just happening to him. It's actually happening to a lot of people. And I think we really need to talk about it. Hey everyone, thank you so much for coming on the second episode of the Foodies Forward podcast. I am so excited to be here. My name is Julio Garcia, also known as Julio the Foodio. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is our second episode. And, believe it or not, I knew I wasn't going to stay in script. I'm not really good at that. And what I mean by script is like the in order. I know I was supposed to talk about something different today. I said that we're going to continue with the chapter two of the book. But in these past 2 weeks, there's been a talk that has been popping up a lot and that I personally experienced. And I wanted to talk to you about it because I feel like not just my client is going through this. I feel like a lot of customers, a lot of restaurant owners are going through this. So they basically just made a little parenthesis so that we can talk about this because it's something very important. And like I said in the beginning, if you have a business that is currently taking DoorDash orders, is currently taking Uber Eats, Grubhub, and all of those third-party delivery apps, I feel like you have to listen to this. And especially if you have experienced something like that and you don't even know how to get out of it, you definitely have to check this out. We're going to be doing every other week, we're going to have an episode. And well, actually, if you're subscribed, you're going to see like notifications every week. But what I mean is like, every other week, you're going to have an episode in English, and every other week, you're going to have an episode in Spanish. Okay. So basically, I'm going to be working every week making a podcast for you guys. But because I'm bilingual, I want to be able to reach both markets, to be able to talk to my people, to talk to you guys, and be able to help as many people as we can through this platform. Okay, so thank you so much. If you haven't subscribed, I encourage you to subscribe, especially if you're a business owner, you're a restaurant owner, catering service, food truck, anything that is food related, we're gonna be talking about that in this podcast. Okay, so going back to the DoorDash episode, and it's not just DoorDash, but I mean, in this case, it's something that happened with my client that uses DoorDash. Okay, but I know this is something that might be going on with, with a lot of restaurants. So I have a client here in Waxahachie. I'm his marketing guy. And I mean, we love the guy. He's a really awesome dude. Shout out to Nasir. And he basically, when there's, things going on about his DoorDash or whatever, he gives them my number. Like, he don't want to deal with that. He's like, you know what? Whatever you're trying to offer me, let me just give you a marketing guy's number. You talk to him. And if he says yes, then we go. And he knows I'm always looking out for him and everything. So, I appreciate the trust. This guy, he gives them my number. Nasir gives them my number. And so when I answer the phone, they're like, hey, this is, from DoorDash, blah, we're calling you about your business. And then they ask me this. It's like, did you know that so far this month, you've only made 24 orders? I was like, yeah, what's up with that? I thought we were supposed to get more orders because we're at the 30% tier, right? I don't know if it happened to you, but when you signed up to DoorDash, Uber, and everything, they told you the different tiers, right? But if you got on the highest one, which is the 30%, which I think is still stupid, they promise you a bunch of sales that you are gonna get a lot of exposure, right? But I don't know if you noticed, but once you go in and you're already in, they treat you just as it's not really about the orders, it's about like the radius of delivery. So the radius of delivery expands. So you get like delivers within 10 miles radius, okay? But now they don't talk much about bringing you orders, right? So it's like, okay. So when he told me that, he's like, literally, I was like, yeah, what's up with that? Like, you told me we were gonna get this many orders and everything. If we get on the 30% tier, doesn't sound like my problem. It sounds more like a you problem, right? And I mean, the guy, he was really nice. I think I was honestly kind of like an a-hole with him. But I knew that he was coming forward to offer me something. So he was like, yeah, like, I understand, but we have a solution for you. And I was like, okay, you know what? What are you? Tell me, I'm all ears. And then he's like, well, we want to offer you a free trial
for,
and they don't even tell you exactly what it is. They just tell you it's a free trial and they're gonna get you more orders and you don't pay nothing for the first 30 something orders because they give you like a $200 credit or something like that. And you don't have to pay anything extra, you know, and then just call you to confirm that you want to get in so that you can get more orders. So as a businessman, I go and ask them, I'm like, okay, you know, but what happens after the free trial? Well, no, you're not gonna pay nothing right now. I'm like, no, yeah, I understand how a free trial works. What I'm asking is like, what happens after the free trial? And then he's like, well, you know, we give you more exposure, you get more people to buy from your restaurant, and you're after that, you're gonna be paying between $3 to $5 per order once, you know, you pass the free trial. And I'm like, okay, but what is that? Like, well, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, we advertise your business more. And I was like, all right, you know, but all right, give me an example. Like, how much or what needs to happen for me to pay between $3 to $5? Because I mean, if you just tell me an average, I really don't know how much. I mean, what if I'm only pay, getting, you know, getting charged $5 per order, you know? So give me an example. He's like, okay, let's say you have a $35 order. I'm like, okay, so that will charge me $5 extra, right? He's like, yeah. All right. And then I was like, well, is that on top of my 30% that I'm already paying to you guys? He's like, correct. You know, like very serious about it. I was like, okay, well, let's do something. Let's do some math now that I have you on the phone. Okay, so let's say we have a $35 order incoming. Okay, now you of course are gonna take your 30% from those $35, right? It's like, yeah, all right. So that's $10.50. It's like, okay, and then it's like, plus you want to charge me an extra $5 just because you brought in that order through whatever marketing service that you're offering, right? It's like, yeah, all right. So you are looking at in total of $15.50. It's like, correct. Like, I guess like an a-hole too, because he was like, okay, yeah, like I know how to do math. From $35 worth of food, you are keeping $15.50 and you're only paying me $19.50. It's like, and that's before food costs, before labor, before rent, supplies, and anything. He was like, yeah, like I could feel his voice getting a little bit nervous. So you're telling me that 30% isn't enough. So now you guys are trying to find another way to try to get more money out of us. And then that's when I started like getting upset because seriously, guys, like I even told him, like, do you know how expensive food it is right now? Like the struggles that restaurant owners, and I was saying like me, when I talk to them, even though I'm Nasir's marketing guy, I talk to them as if it was my business, right? So I was like, so what, well, like what goes through your mind that you think like I can take more money out of these restaurants? You know, without sending help to come and clean the kitchen, to help me cook, to give me at least some containers to put the food in, nothing, you know. So what goes through your mind that said, you know what, 30% isn't enough. I think I want to take more money. So let's make up another service so that we can bring them more, you know, business and, you know, we can make more money. And if you really look at that percentage in that example that I just gave him, I didn't even realize until I hang up, but I was like, damn, that's 40%. So these guys are really coming after all these small family-owned places, the ones that they can take advantage of. Because with all these big chains like McDonald's and Wingstop and all this, they have like their own contracts. Like these companies aren't willing to take that much. So they're kind of like no, like if you want our company in your service, you have to pay us, you know? So they lose a lot of money when they have big chains. So they're gonna take advantage of these small family-owned places because they know that those businesses cannot negotiate like these other big companies, right? So looking at that, it kind of hit me up, you know, like I told them, I was like, no, bro, like I started getting so mad. I was like, man, the cost of food is so high. Everything is so expensive now. Like, what are you talking about? Like, why are you even calling us to ask for more money when 30% is more than enough? When I signed up, you told me that 30% was gonna get me more orders. Just do that. Do your job. 30% is more than enough, and you should be able to work within that 30%, like literally. And I told him, you know, like I was so upset. I was like, man, just please don't ever call me again. If you have anything else to offer, just put a note right there that this a-hole is gonna cuss you out if you call again. You know, I was so fed up with that. Like, I couldn't deal with that. And it's like, to me personally, I don't think that's marketing. I don't think that's support. Like, you're not doing a favor to none of these businesses just because you have drivers and they're gonna go pick up the food and all that. It doesn't work like that, you know? And don't even get me started on the driver side because they're not even fair with those drivers. Like, these businesses, these third-party deliveries, they're making so much money without owning restaurants and without even owning cars. It's kind of like They're just making money off of people, and they're doing it in a really cruel way where they keep the majority of the money, and it's just devastating. So I know a lot of people, they're like, yeah, they bring me business, this and that, but you are losing a lot. And the reason why I wanted to bring it up in this podcast is because we're going to be talking about budgeting, about margin. So when we talk about, when we get to that 30% labor, just think about it, 30% labor. And these guys are already charging you 30% just so that they can, bring more orders. You're already taking 30% of the labor when it took your whole crew to make that food. So I feel like they are taking a lot more. And not just that, like, come on, think about this. When you sign up to DoorDash and they give you this, like, okay, we have a platform, we have an app, we have a market. Yes, they are a very known platform. Well, why don't they just make the sales happen through their platform? It's like, why do they have to go after and try to sell you even more marketing and this and that? Why don't they take some of that money of that 30, the big chunk of 30% that they are charging, and reinvest it back into marketing so that they can bring more people into their platform and make that 30, 25, 15% worth the restaurant's money? You know what I mean? Like all these tiers and all this, like, makes no sense. So I really have nothing against them. I mean, at the end of the day, that's their business model. But when it is like about not helping, but you're actually trying to take advantage of something, that's when we have to speak up. That's just part of it. One thing I've also noticed, and if you are taking DoorDash, I don't know if you noticed, but as soon as you accept being with DoorDash, they will automatically, not just DoorDash, but all of them, like Grubhub, Uber Eats, and all those, they will automatically get on your Google profile. And I don't even see that right, because believe it or not, they are also taking money off from the brand, the hard work that you're doing to build up your brand, to build up your name, the name of your business. So when people are looking up your company, your business, they see your Google profile and they see, like, oh, look, they do pickup and delivery. They click on them, and DoorDash and Uber and all those, they're gonna be there. And personally, I don't think that should be something fair, because they're already charging you 30%. And now they're gonna charge you 30% for the customers that you are bringing in, from the hard work that you are doing, from building up your brand, for building up, what you've been working hard for the past years. And they can just come in and boom, put their name in front of them so that people order through them, making you lose that 30, 25, 15% just because they're, a convenience service. No. And I've also seen some restaurants even create ads where they paid money to advertise, telling people that, hey, we are now on DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and all that. And it's like, man, like, why are you guys doing so much for them? Like, why are you trying to feed their pockets so much to the point where you are actually willing to advertise that now you are taking those orders? So it's not enough that they are taking 30%. You need them to take more? No. Personally, I would recommend you this. Get them off your Google profile. Get them off your website. If they are offering you that service, let them bring the people through their platform. Let them work hard for those 30, 25, or 15% that they are trying to charge you, and let them bring you people. Forget about, letting people know in your restaurant, like, I see all the stickers on the door, like, oh, we do DoorDash, we do this, we do that. Like, no, stop it. At the end of the day, you want to grow your own brand. At the end of the day, you want to grow the name of your business. You want people to know your business, not DoorDash, not Uber Eats, not Grubhub. You want your business to be known. Now, they don't even give you access to none of the customers' information. They just give you orders. And the only thing that you know about that order is the name of the customer. You might probably see the address, but that's it. You don't have a phone number, you don't have an email. You can't even advertise back to them and saying, like, hey, we have this special going on, So if you don't own none of the data, why would you work so hard to let people know about them? So this podcast wasn't made to bash them at all. This podcast is for you to protect yourself, to take your brand into your own hands and do something about it. Stop trying to rely on those businesses. Like, honestly, I keep telling people, if you would put a little bit more on your marketing directly so that people can buy directly from you, you will be in a whole nother level. Without sharing commissions, without sharing anything, all the money coming in through your business so that you can support better the hardworking people that are working with you, your team, your employees. All these, people quitting on you, this and that, is because you're not putting enough in them, okay? And you are putting more into these other guys that are just taking your money. And no, I didn't even do this to try to sell you something, but this is something that I have going on. I'm not even going against none of them because I'm not trying to compete. I'm really just trying to help businesses take to own their business, you know, 100%. So one of the things that I decided to do, and that's a nationwide service, I partnered up with some businesses, some developers, and we actually created something that will help small family-owned businesses own their business back. Long story short, a few months ago, I was inspired into having a new service into my agency. If you don't know, I have a digital marketing agency that is focused 100% on restaurant owners, okay? We offer services to do your website, to do social media marketing, to do SEO, and we focus 100% on restaurants because honestly, that's where we get the better results. And recently we decided to add another service, something that can make our agency even more complete. We're talking about building your brand, taking over all this, right? But at the end of the day, if you keep relying on all these companies that will offer you deliveries and all that, and you don't own 100% of your brand, they can just take it away. The moment they disappear, your business also disappears. So I decided to implement an online ordering service that is connected directly through you. You own 100% of the brand. It's connected directly on your website, and it allows you to take pickup orders and deliveries. The most badass thing that I can say that I added is that we are able to bring third-party delivery services like DoorDash, Uber, and everything, but without giving them a commission. We are only using their drivers because they already have a big network. And it's just not through them. It's a huge platform that basically connects you with a bunch of different drivers that are just waiting for them to pick up an order. But we don't have to share commission. Your customer pays for the delivery, or you can set it up however you like, but the customer pays for the delivery and, you know, they're good to go. Like literally, you keep 100% of your commissions. 100% of your money, no commissions is what I try to say. And also you get to keep 100% of the data that you're building. So our system is developed to where, you know, you're taking orders, pickup orders, deliveries. We integrate into your POS. You don't even have to switch another POS. We can integrate to your POS or just get a tablet. We can get you a printer. And all those online orders, we go, you know, to you directly. Now, the cool thing about this is, like I say, you have 100% ownership of your data. So you can text, email for specials, anything, because people know that they are buying directly from you. And the even cooler thing that I added is that, listen, when we are able to help you generate 250 orders per month, you will automatically have a mobile app. How cool is that, right? Like, come on. Imagine being able to tell your customers as soon as they walk in, you're a small family-owned business. You know, you have the staff and everything. They know you for being a small family-owned business. And then all of a sudden, you're like, hey, you can download our app. Then you can actually like, what? You have an app? Yeah. Your own branded app, you know, has the name of your restaurant. They can download it on Apple, on Android. They can make orders for pickup, for delivery, and stay in touch, call, whatever, you know, call in an order, whatever they want to do. And they can do it from the comfort of your mobile app. That is so amazing. So that wasn't a promo. This wasn't a commercial or anything like that. I'm just letting you know that there are solutions. A lot of you, hey, you probably already have that service integrated into your own POS, but you're not advertising it. Why not? When you have the opportunity to own 100% of it. And you know what? The only thing that you need is just more exposure. So when I offer that service, I don't just install it and, you know, let you figure it out. Because if at the end of the day, you're going to focus more on what's making you money, right? So if you have these services already integrated into your restaurant, but you're not advertising it, you're not letting people know about it, then you're still going to go back to the big guys, right? Because they can give you orders. But what I do with my clients is I don't just go in and install that service. We make sure that you have a marketing plan. You know, we are either managing your social media and creating some social media campaigns, like paid campaigns, so that we can bring you more traffic. Or we are focused 100% on SEO, making sure that when people are searching, not for your restaurant, but for what you sell, you are popping up on the first page of Google. And or if you want to do both, heck, you know, even better. And we are doing it at an affordable price. So again, this is not a commercial, it's something like that, but I wanted to let you know, if you're experiencing something similar like that with DoorDash, with Uber Eats, with Grubhub, you feel like they're taking way too much of the money, it's time to do something. Not just complain about it and you know, because complaining about it won't get you anything. But when you take action into fixing something, you can have better results. So let's do this, guys. Thank you so much for, tuning into this podcast. Stay tuned. We're going to continue after this. We're going to continue with the chapter 2 and chapter 3. I think I want to talk about those two chapters in the next podcast. And that way we can continue. And you're going to see the importance. That's why when we talk about percentages of people taking money from us and this and that, it's very critical. It's very important so that you can take a look at your finances and see if you can continue to grow your business. Because if you keep letting these big companies coming in and taking those 30, even 40% of your money, there you're just getting stuck. You can be there for years. I've been in business for 10 years. All right, but how come you haven't expanded? You probably don't even know this, but that's why you haven't even been able to expand to a second location or expand to a bigger location, because you keep having those leaks of money going through different places that doesn't allow you to keep growing, that doesn't allow you to keep pushing harder to the next level. And when you do something for your business that is going to impact your business directly to your benefit, to the business benefit, like you can see your business constantly scaling and keep growing, and you have the opportunity to have a secure work environment for your team. Because that's another thing, if you keep having low days and everything, you're going to put people off, this and that, cut people's hours. Next thing you know, when you really need them, guess what? They already found another job. Why? Because you weren't stable into your finances, stable into the traffic, stable into the marketing, into everything that goes into your business. So thank you again for giving me the opportunity to, do this podcast. It comes from the heart. I really want to help as much people as we can through these talks. I know there's a lot of stories. So if you have something and you want to, share it with us, you can comment on all the platforms that you listen a podcast to. You can also leave a comment there. You can actually see the actual video of me speaking and talking on our YouTube or on our Facebook. That's where I also put the full video. Because we are really going to be building a community that can allow people to, help each other out. That's what we're here for. Don't forget to sign up and create a free profile, add your business in our Foodies Forward community. That's not just a directory, but it's a tool. I hope you had the opportunity to check it out, add your business, click around, play around with it so that you can see all the cool features that we added. And I hope to see you there. All right. Have a good one.